With member Neil Pendergrass absent, the board was presented two options for a calendar for the 2025-2026 school year. The second option would have had students begin classes one day later. The first option was approved by the Personnel Policy Committee and the Classified Personnel Policy Committee. In the voting among school staff, the first option won the tally by 7 votes. The board unanimously approved the first option. In other business, Director of Operations Chris Knight presented the contract courtesy of Modus Studio for the project at Mount Tom High School Career Academies to the board. The Arkansas Division of Public School Academic Facilities and Transportation requires the use of a licensed architect for new construction over $100,000. According to the contract summary, the project includes an administrative area, approximately 32 classrooms, a student commons, a cafeteria, and a kitchen. Modus Studio is set to provide schematic plans, code compliance review, and project coordination, but additional services such as engineering and building envelope consulting must be contracted separately. The board unanimously approved of the contract. In other high school news, Knight told the board the installation of the Big Top smoke detectors was completed. Over the next week, the detectors will be tested to make certain they're functioning properly. The board also unanimously approved the salary schedule amendment for the NJROTC program. The Naval Science Instructor will see an increase of over $1,500 for the first 6 months of 2025, and the Senior Naval Science Instructor will receive more than $2,400 in additional compensation during that same period. In addition, the school board agreed to another pay increase. Beginning March 1st, the hourly rate for substitute custodians and maintenance workers will go from $11 to $12.50. Other unanimous approvals from the board were for a revision to the district's access control project, a budget of proposed expenditures for the 2026-2027 school year, a renewal of the board's liability insurance, and several policy updates. The board also unanimously approved of all personnel matters during its executive session that lasted just under an hour. A link to the report is with this story at KTLO.com. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.